Everything's working right. This is David Sosalski, Southern Oral History Program, University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. This is another in the Listening for a Change series. It's July 8th, 1999. I'm in Old Salem in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And this afternoon, I'm interviewing Ms. Ruth Bean Rule. Thank you very much.
Ms. Rule, usually I start just way back. Though I think first I should get just some basic information about you, like where you were born and when.
I was born here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, October the 24th, 1917.
Who were your parents?
Charles Franklin Bean and Flora Knott Bean.
That's where Flora gets her name from, Topsy. How did they come to be here? Do you know? Had they always been in? Sure.
My mother came from Yadkin County. My dad from Davison.
And they had been farm people? They were from farm families, or?
That I do not know.
And what? How did they end up in Salem? Did they come for to work in the factory? I know I'm going way back here, even before your time. It's not fair to ask you some of these things, but I just want to know what you remember.
And I do not know really. I know.
Yeah. Well, what were they like?
Just my mother and my daddy.
Was it a large family?
There was eight of us.
You had seven brothers and sisters.
That was three boys and four girls.
And how did your daddy make a living? That's a lot of children to feed.
Well, it seemed like to me he did a job in some factory and it didn't work out. So he started painting and decorating. And my mother always stayed at home.
Right here in town? And at that time, Salem was a separate place? Or was it already the Winston-Salem with the...
I believe that happened about... I'm not gonna be sure. I think somewhere in the 1917 when Winston and Salem come together.
And you grew up right in this neighborhood?
No.
No, you didn't?
The north end of town. And then later years we moved to the Wildtown section.
And what kind of neighborhood, what was growing up here like in those days?
Well, I tell you, my mom kept us in.
Did she?
She sure did.
Just the girls or boys too?
Well, the way I remember now, the boys got to run more free. But us girls, she kept us in under her feet.
Why so? She was just protective or?
She just that way.
Did she expect, did you stay home and have to do a lot of chores, or did she just want you in?
Well, I did a lot of the work.
Yeah?
See, the best I remember a whole lot was nice three girls. I was oldest of the three, and I was what you might call the helper.
So you really helped raise the other children?
Well, I would tend to them when they took an ocean. my dad and her go off somewhere, I had to look after them.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't that much age difference, too much, you know, but we was just that way.
Right. Right. What kind of, when you look back at your childhood, do you look back and say, I had a happy childhood, or was it, do you look back and say that you, that it was, you know, not a happy childhood? We should make her leave, shouldn't we?
Well, I tell you, growing up, I thought I had the meanest mama in the world. But now it's different, you see.
When you get some perspective on it.
Right, when, you know. Now, it's a good thing she made us mine like she did, you know.
Uh-huh.
Kept us her in and all, because you know how children of today are.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yes. Were they very religious?
Well, yes and no.
Mm-hmm. So her being strict with you wasn't like part of the church exactly. It wasn't.
It was her.
Yeah, it wasn't one of the, like, she wasn't part of a church that thought children should be treated that way.
Yeah. She just wanted us to be good, you know, good children, but she still, anything we wanted to do, she'd always get us ready. I mean, if it's something that she approved of,
mm-hmm.
get us ready and let us go. But if she didn't approve of it, you didn't get nowhere.
Mm-hmm. And she handled the raising the children. Your father was...
Right.
So what she said went. There was no
mm-hmm.
mother and dad didn't get together and decide what to do.
No.
How long did she live? She lived a long time. She had,
yeah, she was in her 70s, I think, when she died.
Mm-hmm. What kind of girl were you, if you can look back and, I mean, like, if you can see yourself at that age, say when you were real young at first, you know, like when you were 6, 7, 8, were you what kind of child were you?
Well, as far as I know, I tried to mind her and do what she said do, because I didn't like the prippings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. No one does. What kind of things did you like to do as a girl?
Well, now, I like to sew,
mm-hmm.
work with my hands.
Mm-hmm. Like what kind of sewing? Like crocheting or needlework?
Yeah.
Or fancy work?
I could sew. I could do needlepoint. Of course, I didn't take it up till later years, but I could, you know, cross stitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, just come natural.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that you learned from your mother?
Mom wasn't interested in things like that.
Uh-huh.
It just come natural to me.
Wow. And you learned it young as a
mm-hmm.
as a girl. And then as you were getting older, what kind of girl did you become? I mean, were you...
I became me.
Well?
Well, now, really, if you want to know, I live the life of...
I do.
Excuse me.
Sure.
You know, I was an old maid till I married at 56.
You married at 56?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Topsy, was I nice to be around?
You want me?
It's up to your aunt. Well, maybe we'll get back to that, but coming up, did your mama allow y'all to date or to...
Yes, we were allowed to date. She was very strict at our dating. Bedtime, you know.
If you went on a date, what was a date like in... What year were you born again?
1917.
So if you were dating, it would have been 1935, 38... 40. Now I know what a date is today. What was a date for y'all at that age, at that time? You go to the movies or?
Well, back when I first started dating, we skate a lot.
Really?
A bunch of us would skate, get out in the street, you know, get out in the street and skate. Uh-huh. We had a place that we'd go up on a street from where we lived, and I'd go up there and, you know, crack the whip of skating and stuff like that.
And if you were going with a boy, you would just join in and do that kind of thing? And how late could you stay out? If once you got to that age where...
Back in them days, about 9:30 or 10 o'clock.
9:30 or 10 o'clock. Some things have changed. And were there other ways, other things you did for entertainment? Did you have much chance to for...
Well, now, there was one guy that I went with later on. We used to go to shows on Saturdays, you know, like, you know, the good films, like Carolina. I can't even remember then what the things were then, but we'd go to films, you know, date on Saturdays. And that was where when my mom told me, she was strict with that, you go to show on Saturday, you go to church on Sunday.
No going to the show on Sunday afternoon.
No show on Sunday afternoon.
No. Did you feel like your family always had, I mean, you were growing up during the Depression years, partly. Did you feel like your family and your neighborhood was hit hard by the Depression, or were you kind of separate from all that?
We were hit hard. My dad's work was low, and he wants the truth, doesn't talk to him. And a lot of times, had it not been for my oldest sister, if it hadn't been for her, a lot of times we wouldn't have had even food on the table. You know, that's just how hard that Depression years struck us.
And your oldest sister was working out some? She was...
Well, she was already married.
Okay.
Had children of her own. But she worked at Haynes Hosiery. That's where I went to work after, when I was old enough to go to work.
I want to get back to that. Looking back at your childhood, do certain events stand out as especially important to Ruth becoming Ruth? I mean, to that were, do you know what I mean? That
when that growing up, I always wanted to be a nurse or missionary.
Where did that come from, you think?
Just born in me.
Even when you were a little girl? And you didn't become a nurse?
No, didn't get to be a nurse. Didn't get to be a missionary. But you want me to go ahead and say what I got to say about that?
Yeah, I'm interested.
I got to work in the hospital as a volunteer.
You mean later in life? Or?
Yeah, later in life. And, of course, I got to teach in Sunday school class. Now, don't ask me what age I started that, because I did not know. It was just a thing that came up.
But it was a long time, way back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you feel like you missed your calling by not being a nurse, or that?
Not now, today, no. I think this is the way my life was supposed to have been. I'm sincere when I say that.
Because, yeah, in the end, we don't know. I don't know.
But I'm sincere when I say it. I think my calling has been, you know, because during the years that I taught Sunday school class, I taught mixed groups, mm-hmm. men and women. I taught ladies Bible class. And I even helped some when I had a free Sunday back in the children's department, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm.
And this is the, you were a member of the, of what church?
The New Haven.
And it's the home, you're a member of the home church,
I'm a home church now, but I was a member at that time at Pine Chapel, New Haven.
Okay.
And it was a New Haven church.
Yeah. But your parents weren't New Haven.
Mm-mm.
How did you end up in the Moravian church?
Some friends that I worked with at Haynes Hosey, they used to come by and pick me up and take me to Pine Chapel.
Okay. And I'm trying not to jump ahead. I'm gonna try to stay in your childhood for a little while before I... just a couple more things. Were there... Do you remember especially happy moments or happy times when you were a child? If there were if you had to say like the times that you were happiest when you were a child.
I bet the happiest times I remember was when we used to all, Mama and Papa would be in front of the car and the three girls in the back of the car, we'd go get ice cream.
Uh-huh.
That was a happy time.
Sure. And where'd you go?
It was a Shelton's place up the road. It's homemade ice cream.
It was called Shelton's?
Shelton's homemade ice cream.
Yum. And what flavor did you like?
Well, we had to take what they told us to have, pineapple.
Mm. Sounds good to me. Do other especially happy times? What else did you like to do?
Well, used to, when Mama would let me go to vacation Bible schools, I used to have good, enjoy that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But don't ask me what age I mean, you know, about them years, I don't remember too much because I just always enjoyed them.
Mm-hmm.
She'd let me go with maybe a friend in the neighborhood, you know.
Right. So it was to someone else's church.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd go for a week.
Mm-hmm. At that time, it was known as Lee Memorial Presbyterian Church was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then North Winston Baptist Church was one of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best I can remember. But those were happy times for me. Those were vacation Bible school.
Did you like school?
Yes, I love school very much.
How far did you get through in school? Did you have...
Well, really, public school, I finished the ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
My mother said, you don't want to record this.
Do you want me to turn it off?
Well, anyhow, she said that I had more education than him in the family.
Mm-hmm.
I got 14, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But now, just going on up into my grown-up years, I've been to Piedmont Bible College overnight. I went to night school over there and taken several courses.
Mm-hmm.
And I took courses down at Salem overnight. You know.
Sure. And you like school?
Mm-hmm.
What subjects did you like most? Was it the reading and the books that you liked, or was it more the, I don't know, the math and the science stuff?
Not me.
You just liked it all?
I just liked it all.
Mm-hmm.
I took typing.
Mm-hmm.
I went to night typing school.
Wow. And did, what was the neighborhood that you grew up in like?
Well, we always lived in nice neighborhoods, but Mama didn't let us go out and play.
She never let you do that?
It seemed that way.
Was that unusual?
Well, that all we knew.
But don't you think that was unusual now?
Well, now, it's like I said, I had the meanest mom in the world.
Well, or the most... I kind of wonder what was behind it. I mean, whether it was fear that she was just fearful.
I don't know, really. I did not ever know or remember hearing my mother say why she was, you know, like that. Mm-hmm.
Had she ever lost... Tell me if I ask a question that's too private. But had she ever lost a child? Had anything happened that might have made her fearful of her children, for her children?
Well, between myself and the boy that's older than I am, there was a girl that died, a small girl.
Died?
She's 18 months old.
Yeah. And died from a...
colitis. Mm-hmm. See, back in them days, that was a thing.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like that would... That's not the kind of thing that would make you keep a child in, though. That happens so much in those days. So you could go to school, but otherwise she kept you real close.
Now, as long as our back porches, when we were small or screened in, we could go out on our back porch. But we could not go out on the front porch unless she gave us permission, not screened in. She was just that way. That's the reason I said I ain't a meanest mom in the world.
I know it must have seemed that way. But I know it must have seemed that way.
It did.
Though I'm sure she had... I'm sure she had reasons.
But I never did know her reasons. I never did.
Because one of the things that I, like when I interview people from those days, one of the things, this is very unusual because these days, I think parents are very fearful. You know, they won't, these days people are, I think mothers and fathers are afraid for their children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they feel like it's a more violent world. They feel like it's a, you can't trust people anymore. People don't let their children walk to school, you know, anymore. But when I talk to people about the old days, that's usually one of the biggest differences, is that people felt greater freedom. But not in your mama's household.
Not in my mama's household, no, sir.
And were you, when you were coming up, were you itching to get out? Were you itching to...
You bet.
what were your... What did you dream of?
I gonna get anything she didn't know about. You know, I wanted to, you know.
And when's the first time that you got away from home?
I don't remember that now. I believe my first time really, though, was when I, except going to school, when I went to work at Eford's department store. It's an old store used to be here in town. That was my first that I got out from home.
How do you spell that?
Eford's.
And it was like a Woolworths or something?
Sort of a department store.
Nicer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay. Downtown.
Sold piece goods and soap. Stuff like it.
How old were you when you went to work there?
14.
Really? And did what you do when you there? Did you work at the register or?
No, we wrote out bills. uh-huh. what you ordered, you know, what you got. And then we'd take them, get your money, put it in a little thing and send it to the office. They'd tend to the money.
And you still lived at home?
Mm-hmm.
And when they paid you, did you get to keep your money, or?
Most of the time I got to keep my money until I got to making a little over a car fare, and then I had to start paying board.
Uh-huh. To your mama?
Mm-hmm.
Or that?
I paid it to her.
And how long did you work at the department store?
Well, I don't know.
Years and years, or just for?
Well, first I was 14. I was around 14 when that happened. And when I was 16, I started working Haynes Hosiery.
And Haynes was, can you tell me about Haynes in Winston-Salem at that time? I mean, Haynes was a big thing, right?
It was Haynes Hosiery.
And it was a big...
Mm-hmm. And I went in the looping department.
Which, you had to tell me what that is. That's...
Sewing hole across the toe of a stocking.
Okay. And you did that by hand or with a machine?
Well, we had a machine that we put them on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put the stockings on.
And was it, it was nylon? Or it was before nylon?
I believe we did do some silk holes first.
Uh-huh.
And then it went to nylon.
Yeah. What was it like working there? What was it like being around all those people and making your own money after being inside your mama's house for so long?
Well, I tell you, I thought I was rich.
I bet.
Did.
I bet. Do you remember how much you made?
20 cents an hour.
You were rich.
You're rich.
Wow. What'd you do with all that money?
Well, back in them days, that was pretty good.
I'm sure it was.
But really, when we got to the place where that we had the own production line, and after you got over, they'd pay you 20 cents an hour. And after you got over that 20, you could start your production. Like if you did that loop just a little bit more than they were paying us, they would add it on to our paycheck.
So it became kind of piece rate after you hit a...
Mm-hmm. After we...
Hit a minimum and then it went up. Was it hard work?
No. It was just bad on your eyes. It was close work.
Uh-huh. And were a lot of the workers as young as you, or were you unusual?
No, there's a lot of us young people in there.
Was it mostly loopers or all over the factory? Was everybody young?
No. We had them all ages in there.
Do you know how many people worked at the factory then? I mean, even roughly, was it?
I don't remember.
It was big.
It was pretty good size at that one time. It was... Talk to that place got to be around 800 people or 2,000, which was it?
Wow.
And I was there.
It grew.
And was it part of a... Was it its own little village in those days? The workers didn't live right around it?
No.
Like in some places? Mm-hmm. You know, we had a Haynes mill in Durham, I think. Haynes. But it didn't have its own, there wasn't mill houses.
Didn't have mill houses with Haynes Hosiery.
Did people consider it a good place to work?
Back in those days, yes.
Was it hard to get on?
Through your family.
Through your sister and...
My oldest sister.
Uh-huh. But it wasn't easy for everybody to get on. you couldn't always just get a job there if you didn't have.
Mm-hmm. Sort of have to have a pool.
And what year did you start there? That was that you would have started.
I was 16. I was 16.
So you said 1934.
33 or 34. I say 2-1. I got something that told me what year we, but it was a. I was 16, like in October, and in that fall, and the first of the year was when I went on.
Did you have to be 16 to work there?
Mm-hmm.
You did. Okay. Wasn't 33 or 34 when they were having all the labor problems?
Yes.
Or was that before you got there?
No, they had strikes and stuff along then.
What was that like? Was that...
I don't know. I didn't go out in it.
Was it frightening to be part of it? Was it a tense situation or not really?
I don't think it was as tense like they are today. You know, like I hear that they are today. I don't think it's as tense then.
Do you remember what they were pushing for? What the union was pushing for?
More wages.
So not everybody was happy with. Not everybody felt rich with 20 cents.
No. Well, you see, again, I'd say when I got to the place, I made. Over that 20 cents an hour, they gave it to me.
Right. I guess if you had a big family, that might have made the money look a little different too.
Well, it could have.
Maybe, but I don't know. Good. How long did you work there?
Around 42, 43 years.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you didn't retire until 70.
I retired in
5 or 6 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Something on there.
Wow. Did it change a lot over that time?
Well, it changed quite a bit. As a matter of fact, Lupin went out and they started what they call sewing. And I transferred to shipping.
Which is packaging things up, packaging the product.
Yeah, to send it out.
Yeah.
And that was where I went out from when I retired, shipping.
And you stayed in Lupin all?
About 37 years I was in Lupin.
And they used the same technology that whole time, pretty much?
Pretty much, until they, right there at the end, you know, they got to change and just sewing up the toe instead of the looping.
And what was the, as you got older, did most of your friends tend to come from, like, the people you worked with?
Mm-hmm.
That from Haynes and
right.
It was a friendly place to work.
People I worked with was friendly, very.
Mm-hmm. And you said that they introduced you to the Moravian Church.
Mm-hmm.
as one part of it. What was the attraction to the Moravian Church to you? And why didn't you end up a Baptist or a Methodist or nothing?
I just started going there and I liked it.
Felt comfortable, felt right?
And I did, I felt comfortable there.
Mm-hmm. And you're still a member?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Did, you said that you didn't get married till you were 56.
Right.
Can you tell me that story?
No, I just didn't. I was just an old maid. And like I said, I did a lot of church visitation. And I sang in the choir. I sang in any kind of thing that come along. Quartet, duet, trio.
Did you?
And
the church choir too?
Church choir. And I never was a soloist. I couldn't sing, you know, I wasn't a soloist for us.
Right.
I just, you know. And that was where I got started teaching.
Mm-hmm. You mean the, where you got started teaching in the Sunday school?
Teaching the Sunday school, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
was from there. And I've always said anybody that need, everybody need to know how to teach a Bible lesson, because you have to study and dig more.
Yes. And really think about it.
Mm-hmm. When you get to thinking about it.
Right. Did, why didn't you tell me, hit my hand or something, if I, had you wanted to get married young?
Well, I tell you, like I said, I wanted to be a nurse so bad, and, I always thought if I had gotten married young and I had a little girl, her life would have been miserable, because I should, from the cradle to the grave, until she booked on me, I nursed her.
Right. And she probably would have decided to be a whatever mama didn't want.
Right. And I can see that would have been a wrong thing, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just got active in church work, you know. Teaching my Bible classes.
What were when you were teaching? Were there particular things that were most important to you to try to convey to your students? Were there certain lessons that you just felt like anyone that studied with you should get?
How did you mean that question?
Well, I'm always curious about what it is that makes people want to teach.
Well, they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. I want to teach that to them. Mm-hmm. And helping people to keep on. Mm-hmm. Keeping on. I don't know. I wanted to teach that to them. And I don't know how I ever got started in it, but tithing was a thing, you know, with me.
How is the Moravian Church different from other Christian churches? All I know is visiting here, and I know about the love feast, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have some perspective on that? That how does your church, the Moravian Church, differ from that?
Well, now I don't know how they do now, because I don't teach anymore.
Right.
You know, I quit teaching. I felt like that my years were behind me in teaching, you know. And let the younger ones come along and teach the, you know, later ones. And like I said, after you grow older, you get to the place you don't sing in the choir.
I bet you miss that.
Well, I do sometimes, I really do.
Yeah.
But,
my wife's a choir singer, and sometimes she gets so busy with other things in life that she stops, or she gets unhappy right away.
Well, yeah, talking about singing, I used to sing with the Sunnyside Choral Group.
Yeah.
And each Easter, you know, we give a program. But okay, that was performed out in Walltown section at Walltown Baptist Church.
Uh-huh.
Not too far from where she used to live. And I think a while back here, they would have had their 50th anniversary, you know.
The Sunnyside Tribune?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But now, they didn't keep together all that time. You see, they, you know, you sort of drift apart.
Did, going back in time, you went to work during the Depression years. When did you, how long did you stay with your mama?
Did I stay with my mother?
Uh-huh. Did you keep living with her for a long time, or did...
No, our home was broke up in, I couldn't tell you what, excuse me, what year it was. And I'm telling you that.
What do you mean broke up?
Well, Mama just decided to leave my daddy.
She did.
And, that was when I left. You know, didn't live with neither one. I said, if I can't live with you both together, I'm not going to live with you separate. But I don't remember what year that was.
Do you mind talking about that a little bit? Why would she do that?
Hmm?
You mind talking about that a little bit? Why would she do that? That was kind of unusual for a woman. Your mother was an unusual woman.
Well, that's it, but I can't know that.
Yeah. She never really explained it. She never really explained it.
No. And I always thought maybe it was her peculiar side of the family, you know?
It's always hard for children to see, though, inside, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Did she stay in town?
Yeah, she stayed in town.
How'd your father take it?
Well, he went and got him another woman.
Did he?
Well, you asked me, I told
you. Yeah,
him.
Well, he probably... A lot of men don't do very well without a woman around.
And he got a divorce after, I don't know, you know, a period of time.
Yeah.
And married her.
And so, in those years, you went off on your own.
Mm-hmm.
That was about... probably around World War II.
Maybe it was around that
around
time.
Those years. Do you remember the war? Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember the war.
What was Winston-Salem like then? How did the war affect things here?
I just don't really remember.
Do you remember things like...
Too much about that.
Do you remember?
Right now, just you know.
Sure. Well, I can jog your memory. Do you remember did anything at work change? Did you, y'all kept producing the stockings, or did you?
Yes, but during that time, as far as our stockings, that was when we had to, that was really when we did have to loop. You know, the silk, the nylons for parachutes.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand that. So you use silk instead of nylon?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Were there ever, were there any Red Cross activities or... I'll just throw things out, and if it jogs your memory, you can tell me.
Well, now, I did some Red Cross volunteer work, but I did it at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the Baptist Hospital when I did that. Because, see, I was working at Haines, and so I did that on, you know, Saturdays.
Right. Do you remember... were there many servicemen around in Winston? Winston didn't have a base, did it?
Well, it didn't ever bother me. There was, I guess it was now. My younger sister married a serviceman, but it didn't bother me.
And in those years, you had gone off on your own. You got an apartment somewhere, or?
You don't know what I did. I lived in a room. I had one room, and I ate with the people I lived with where I had that room at.
In a house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was that nice?
Well, I thought it was.
Uh-huh. And you were out of your mother's house for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know what to do with all that freedom, or did it go to your head?
It didn't bother me. I just went ahead and lived my life, just a close life, studying and things like that.
Uh-huh. What neighborhood did you live in then?
I was over on Sprague Street.
Is that near the mill?
No. The Haynes Hosier Mill was up in the north side of town, and I lived in that side, not far from where she lived.
So you'd drive up, would you carpool or?
Well, back in those days we had streetcars.
Like trolley cars?
Mm-hmm.
And they'd run all the way from your neighborhood up to the mill?
Yeah.
Wow.